To hear more about this offshore lease sale announcement, let's talk to our Washington correspondent, Liz Ruskin. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Lori.
So why can't the new Trump administration simply replace this plan with one that does include Arctic lease sales?
They can replace this plan or add to it, but it is not simple. It's very time-consuming. They have to do the public process over again. They probably have to do a full environmental review all over again. And the longer it goes on, the more likely it is that something is going to intervene to derail the process.
With industry interest low, why does this lease sale plan even matter?
I have been asking that question a lot. The industry's interest in leasing anything in the Arctic, or offshore Arctic, does seem low right now. That's the message I think we all got when Shell pulled out of the Chukchi Sea. It sure seemed like another company wasn't going to be back for a long time. But recently we saw a big PR effort by industry trade associations and other groups. It was a Washington, D.C.-based effort with TV commercials and full-page ads in the Washington Post aimed at trying to convince policymakers that their main message seemed to be that Alaska Natives want offshore lease sales. So that was interesting and made me think that, you know, somebody seems to think there's interest in these lease sales. If not the Chukchi Sea, maybe the Beaufort Sea.
Do the environmentalists see what happened today as a big win?
Probably, but they have been pushing President Obama to go even further. They're asking for something called 12A withdrawals. 12A is a section of the Offshore Leasing Act, the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act. And 12A would allow the president to make so-called permanent withdrawals. And we don't really know how permanent those withdrawals are because they haven't been tested in court. But the environmentalists are really pushing President Obama to make these withdrawals. And today's announcement, which came from Interior, didn't say anything about these withdrawals. That announcement would come from the White House, and maybe that's the other shoe that's going to fall here. And Senator Murkowski, I talked to her today. She said that those would, she would argue that they would trip the no more clause of ANILCA, meaning that there was a promise Congress made that there would be no more environmental withdrawals. And she thinks that would apply also to offshore withdrawals like those that the environmental groups are asking for. We have seen 12A withdrawals already. There's one in place now around Bristol Bay, and there's another one around the Hannah Shoal area of the Chukchi Sea. Those were indefinite withdrawals under this 12A provision.
All right. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Lori.
That was APRN's Liz Ruskin reporting from Washington, D.C.